brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus, sharing with you the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that the Lord has been giving me. I want to give a great big thank you for all of you, for your love, your prayers, and your support. It has meant so much, and I know that the Lord has used it in a mighty way in my life. So I just want to, once again, thank you so much. Please go ahead after this video and resubscribe, so hopefully you will get some notification when I put out my next video. And if you don't, then come back every couple of days and check. I'm trying to get videos out at least 2 to 3 times a week. So hopefully if you haven't heard from me, you haven't gotten a notification, probably I have already put up a video. So come back and check. All right, today I want to share with you a message that I received from the Lord, as well as a dream that I got concerning Christmas time. Once again, the Lord seems to be, this is the second dream that I've gotten concerning Christmas. And no, he hasn't given me a year, but I'm still faithful to put out what he has showed me, and it is a possible warning. In this dream, I was putting up a Christmas tree. However, this was kind of like an artificial Christmas tree that has different branches to it. And I was looking for the top branches. I had only put up like a half of the tree, and the top half was completely missing, and I couldn't find the branches for this tree anywhere, and I looked everywhere. And I remember in the dream being really frustrated because time was short. I felt very hurried and like pressured to get this done. And then I looked for the Christmas ornaments, and I only saw a couple, and that was all. I didn't find any of the boxes that were filled with Christmas decorations. And I realized that there wasn't going to be a Christmas tree, and there wasn't going to be any decorations. And that's when I woke up. So I believe the interpretation of this, and maybe you have an interpretation, but I believe that, once again, that something will be coming around Christmas time. Maybe this year, maybe not. I don't know, brothers and sisters, but I'm thinking with everything else that's going on, it wouldn't surprise me if it was this year. And that Christmas is going to be somewhat of an afterthought because there's other things that are going on, that there's going to be very little, if any, celebrating or decorating. And that was the interpretation that I had for this dream. So bring it to the Lord. Ask the Lord for confirmations. Ask the Lord to give you any further revelations. But once again, I believe it's a warning of what is coming around that time. And the Lord did address that in the message that I'm going to be reading to you. Let me go ahead and read that. In this message, this was a bit of a different message I received from the Lord, and I'll tell you why. I was doing something else. Doing some work, actually. And I heard from the Lord. And what I heard is this. I heard, this is the lull. Out of nowhere, I heard that. This is the lull. And I knew that the Lord was speaking to me, and I knew that he had a message for me at that point. So I stopped what I was doing. I went and got my journal, got my pen, and I said, Lord, is there more you want to tell me? And sure enough, I got this message. Now, most of the messages that you all know I get, I receive almost 99% of them while praying. And once in a while, I'll get a message in the middle of the night. And very rarely do I get one in the middle of the day when I'm doing something else. So like I said, this was a more unique message. All right, let me go ahead and read it to you. Like I said, first I heard these words. This is the lull. And then I went and got my piece of paper and my journal, and I started writing. And here's what I heard. This is the lull before the storm. Use it to prepare your hearts, minds, and souls. What is coming is not what you expect. You will see many things that you have not seen before. Prepare yourselves for this so you will not be taken off guard. There will be disasters widespread, but some areas will be kept safe because I have sent my protective angels to cover these places. Before Christmas, and here's the Christmas thing again, brothers and sisters, much chaos will come in like a flood. I will raise up a standard for my own, and I will put their feet in a spacious place. I will be their covering if they turn to me with faith. And then there was a pause, and I said, well, Lord, what exactly are you talking about? What is coming in terms of chaos? And I heard this. I heard a lights out event. It will sweep the land, and the world will plunge into darkness. Now, I want to stop there. I don't know if the Lord is talking about a physical lights out event or possibly spiritual, because we're seeing much darkness in the world, and it's getting worse and worse. So it could be both. It could be physical, spiritual, or it could be just spiritual. I don't know, brothers and sisters. Though this is not by my hand, I will allow it to test the people of this earth. Very few have truly been tested, for they continue to seek comfort and pleasure. Those things, meaning the comfort and the pleasure, will be taken away, and they will have to face the real issues in their lives. Many will fail the test, and they will turn to another. They will seek man for help instead of Almighty God and His Son, Jesus. And this is how you fail the test, by not putting your faith in me. Those who listen to prophecies and then walk away are like those who look in a mirror and change not. Many will fall under the weight of their own sins during this time. Like my word says, there will be a great falling away. Do not be deceived and think that you are secure, because the enemy comes to challenge my children. In this last hour, he will do anything and everything he can to pull down my children. Please be aware of his schemes so you will not succumb to his lies and deceptions. Pray for the spirit of discernment during these last days. I come swiftly to rescue my bride, those who have been consecrated and sanctified in my blood. Seek me now, and I will lead you down the narrow path that few find. The Savior of the world, Jesus. And then I waited one more time and asked the Lord if there's anything else, and I heard this. I heard, stay true to me, and I will confess your name to my Father. Do not squander the time, for it is the lull before the storm. I will answer all those who call on me with all of their hearts. And the last thing I heard was this: rejoice, for you were made for such a time as this. This is the end of the message. Brothers and sisters, I will have a transcript of this message in my blog, along with the corresponding scriptures, and the link for that is in the description box. So please go revisit this again and pray to the Lord for confirmations and directions on what to do. But what the Lord is telling me, and I feel like this was a personal message to me as well, that we have little time to continue to prepare before the storm comes. And so during this lull, we need to be preparing both physically and spiritually. Seek the Lord on this, brothers and sisters. I'm praying for you all. Shalom.